Good evening, and welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bain, and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. Welcome to Season 2 of Sleepy Time Mumbles. Here is some listener feedback on Season 1 from Canada's Apple Podcast app. Here is a review from Ticked at This. 5 stars. Let's move on to the content. It's sleep. It's therapy. It's even funny. Laughing face emoji. Seems to do the job very well. And I recommend you, Dan, everywhere. The apology in November is magic. Whole emoji. Thank you very much, Ticked at This. I'm not sure what the whole emoji is about. Perhaps you fall into a sleepy pit, or maybe I mentioned a hole in the apology. To be honest, I don't remember a lot of the things that I say in the episodes. But that shouldn't mean, and doesn't mean, that I don't appreciate you taking the time to write your review. If you would like to join Ticked at This, please feel free to do so and review the show wherever you are able to, especially if you're on Apple Podcasts. You can also follow I Am Dan Bain on Facebook or Twitter, or Sleepy Time Mumbles on Instagram. But not now. That can wait. For now, put down your phone. Turn off your screens. Close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled to sleep. Season 2, Episode 1, Let Us Walk, You and I, Across the Windy Moors. Welcome back. Back to the Library of Inertia. Come with me as we walk through the heavy double doors and back in to those winding shelves. The shelves, of course, in the library of inertia do not run at right angles, for that is the efficient way of categorizing and sorting. But no one arrives at the library of inertia looking for efficiency. They arrive looking to gently spiral into a sleepy oblivion. And so we walk, curving and turning, switching direction, almost at random, never in a particular hurry, purely dawdling, until we arrive in the section marked Epic Poetry. I turn to you, a questioning look in my eyes, as if to say, Epic Poetry, are you sure? And you nod. For this evening, you are sure. Anything in particular, I say, gesturing behind me at the shelves that go up and along in all directions. You have no preference. That one, you say, pointing randomly. So I retrieve the ladder and climb up those creaky steps, 8 shelves high, and then along to the spine of the book that I think is the one you pointed to. And I pull it from the shelf. I blow the dust from it and climb back down the ladder. Each step creaking. We walk then a little further through the shelves, curving and turning, until we arrive at one of the library's many reading nooks. And in that nook, you seat yourself deep in a plush armchair, and I stand in front of the open fire so as to appear more authorial. I open the book to a random page, and then turn back 4 pages to get to the start of the poem, because the chances of edgily opening a book of collected poems onto the starting page of a poem when all of the poems are longer than a page long is quite unlikely. I look at the title and I nod, and you settle down deeper into the armchair, and then I begin to read. Let us walk, you and I, across the windy moors, by Dan Bain. Let us walk, you and I, across the windy moors, along the crest of the hill, where we may see the port. And as we gaze down on it, from where we stand above, let us be reminded of all we have yet to do. We'll walk through tended thicket, we'll walk through tussock bear, we'll gaze up at the sun and hear the seagulls cry. Up there, above the valley, there are no troubles to assail us here. No problems of schedule, or shipping, or screaming. Arguments, professional and domestic, cannot find us here. Here there is only the wind. Here there is only the ache of our thighs as we walk up the slope and try not to slip upon the scree. Here there is only the cry of the gulls that circle over the port. There is no port wine left. There is no red port wine left. As we unpack our picnic hamper, as we place the blanket upon the ground, we shouldn't have stopped at the sycamore tree and drunk all the port if we wanted to save some. For when we reached the summit, do I speak of hills or do I speak of moors? They're quite different. But in my mind, the only similarity between them is you. And as the two of us walk, does it matter? The locale? The grass whips my calves. The grass whips my calves. The grass whips my calves. I'm glad you wore a scarf. The sky above is overcast, but the warmth of the sun still spills through. And the clouds, as we lie on our backs and watch them undulate like ink dropped into water, like eggs beginning to scramble, like cottage cheese spooned out and dumped on toast. Some people don't like cottage cheese. Some people don't like bungalow cheese. Some people don't like apartment cheese. Some people don't like puns. The clouds make shapes. A butterfly, a bat, a cat, a rat, an ant, a carrot, a palm tree, a string of Christmas lights, a boxer, a jump rope. Children pointing, bullying, fingernail clippings, an argument. Discarded underwear left on the shiny floor of the shopping mall. All these patterns slide in and out of focus like a camera being turned in and out of focus. Enough lying, let's get walking. Enough hills, let's get to moors. The wind begins to blow, the clouds begin to clear. The hills are blown away, erased in long streaks as they disappear, and the landscape flattens out, and we can see all the way to the horizon, uninterrupted in all directions. The grass is shorter now. The only flowers are thistles, and they are widely dispersed. The space between them is greater than the space of them. And I look at you and I wonder, one day, will the space between us be more than the space of us? I hope not, but now, for now, let us walk. Let us walk in companionable silence. Let us walk as silent companions. Let us walk these windy moors. My hair blows into my eyes. It's long and luxuriant. I wear it in a plait with little frizzy bits coming out the sides. In this world, it does not matter the small troubles of the other. It does not matter that it nears the end of the financial year and I'm unsure as to my tax status with some of my investments. It does not matter to you about the argument you had with that woman at work and whether or not she's going to report it. That does not matter. My taxes don't matter. The fact that there's something dripping in the bathroom and you can't quite work out where it is, that does not matter either. None of these things matter as we walk onward and onward. My shoes, which were once sandals, are now hiking boots. And your shoes, which once were ballet flats, are now wings. Your feet have turned into wings, and they flap and you glide above the ground, swooping from side to side to avoid the thistles. Their purple crowns reaching upward, their spikes defending their right to rule. There's a dog on the horizon, a big dog on the horizon. We can see it. We can see it from where we're walking, and we alter our course because we want to get to that big dog. It's a hound. There's a hound out on the moors. And the fog rolls in, and I wade through it, and you glide over it, and we head towards the dog. I'm gonna give it some good pets. I say, and you say, I hope he's a good boy. And I say, all dogs are good boys. Sometimes they have bad owners. But their nature is to be a good boy. You bring up, what if they're good girls? And I say, doesn't matter. Good boys or good girls, they're all pretty good. You nod. It is all pretty good. We keep walking. The dog doesn't seem to get any closer, but its tail wags more and more, and the fog churns around the bottom of it as it wags back and forth. I kinda need a cup of tea. I kinda need some strawberry juice. I kinda need a syrupy drink. Our bag's gone, the picnic hamper. What happened to it? It's not here any longer. Didn't that have our drink bottles in it? We cup the fog in our hands and sip great draughts of it. It's like a soup, like an airy soup, a soup made out of air, a consommé. We feel less thirsty and keep walking towards the dog. I realize the wind stopped blowing and the land is clear. The moon comes out and the stars. But it's still bright. We can see where we're going. As long as we can see where we're going, I reckon we'll be all right. There was episode 1 of season 2 of Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles. Let us walk, you and I, across the windy moors. Until next time, don't forget, you can follow the show at many of the links in the show notes. There's also an opportunity there to support us, either by buying us a coffee or buying yourself some sweet merchandise. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Until then, good night and sleep tight.